A series of high-intensity cyber attacks on critical infrastructure, including power grids and water purification plants. The scenario here is fictional, a so-called live-fire cyber exercise known as Operation Locked Shields, run by NATO's Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence in Estonia.
It is about friendly competition, but what makes it the world's biggest is, first of all, the number of nations who are contributing to it. So we then bring the creme de la creme of all nations together to match each other and also learn to cooperate with each other.
While Operation Locked Shields is a practice run, the threat is very real.
Everything is technology dependent, and therefore everything could be hacked.
In the winters of 2015 and 2016, Ukraine suffered hacking attacks on its power network, shutting down systems for several hours. Kiev blamed Russia, one of the primary sources of cyber attacks globally. Disinformation using the web and social media is another growing problem facing governments. Analyst Ben Nimmo.
On disinformation, Russia is hyperactive and has been for a long time. If you look at the Russian interference operation in the US, as far as we know, it started in April 2014 and it was still going in October 2017 when it was shut down. So they've had a 3.5 year operation running, which included a reported at least 100 people, several thousand accounts on social media, over 50,000 bot accounts amplifying it. This was a big, big operation, which was then further amplified by state propaganda outlets like RT and Sputnik.
Did NATO leaders at the just-concluded summit do enough to counter these threats?
They appreciate them more than they did 2 years ago, and you can see that from the summit declaration itself. For the first time, it mentions disinformation as a specific threat and as part of a bigger picture of hybrid warfare.
Since 2014, NATO's core principle of collective self-defense, Article 5, can be invoked in the event of a cyber attack on one member. The response could include sanctions, cyber responses, or even the use of conventional forces. While that may seem a remote possibility, NATO's Secretary General warns that a cyber attack could be as destructive as a conventional military strike. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tallinn, Estonia.